Yeah, they had a run. We had a pin on the 10. They had a run that kind of got them out of that hole. And then they converted a third and one. Then they got another 15 yards tacked on to a personal foul. Then they got a holding call we got on that drive as well. And then they made two tough, really good catches in traffic. You know, they just did a good job of just keeping the drive going. We helped them a little bit with a couple penalties. And, you know, they were kind of able to eat up the clock and dink and dunk their way down the field. I thought we really stuck our heels into the ground, you know, throughout the whole drive, really, and challenged everything. They just found a way to get a first down conversion here or there. And then, obviously, in the red zone, convert.
Is this week personal for you?
I mean, I try not to make it personal because it's – at the end of the day, it's all about the win. And, you know, right now where we are as a team, it's more to get done than, you know, than we have a personal agenda. So it's really about getting this team as prepared as possible to go out here on Sunday and get a win.
But you obviously spent a lot of time there, and they moved on from you, and they signed someone else in your position. Is it human nature or do you kind of eliminate that even from the
I mean, I'm not the first person to ever get, you know, let go by a team, and I won't be the last. And so I don't need extra motivation to get ready for this game. I know a lot of their coaching staff. I know a lot of the players there. You know, obviously, I want to compete against them and look forward to this opportunity. But, you know, it's at the end of the day, we play the Saints on Sunday, and we're in desperate need of a win. And, you know, right now we're trying to get that.
When you watch the film, does Breeze look like a different guy at all with his shoulder and some of the throws that he's making? Or is
no, it... you watch him from Sunday night. He looked like normal Drew Brees. He's getting the ball out quick. He's still really good in the pocket as far as his movement with the ball. He's smart. He still looks off defenders. He knows what he's doing at the line of scrimmage. So he looks like normal Drew Brees.
Their backs can catch the ball. What kind of challenges do they present? Guys coming out?
Yeah, well, you know, they obviously have Mark Ingram, who does a really good job in screens. They like to use him. Kyrie Robertson's a downhill running back, but they'll give him some screens as well. And Spiller is obviously the speed demon in the back. They run him on a lot of wheels, especially if you try to match him with linebackers and outside linebackers. He's obviously got elite speed, and they try to get him out of the backfield a lot, and that's what they won the game on. In overtime. So you got to pay attention to who's back there, the type of passes and plays that they run with certain guys and try to match up accordingly.
Having spent so much time with Drew, is there anything, any intelligence you can share with your teammates that might not show up on film that could help prepare for Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of things that, you know, obviously being there for 5 years and seeing the offense every day that I have, but I'm sure that they know their own tendencies. And some of the things, you know, you can call out a play if you want to, but you still got to stop it, you know. And so, you know, you try not to get caught up too much on tips and alerts. But, you know, there's obviously some things that I'll recognize. But there's things that they have on me as well. You know, the tendencies that I have, things that I do that I'm sure they'll try to use to their advantage. And, you know, it's not the first time an offense has faced a former player.
Bill Davis was saying that if you're in this situation with a chance to, you know, win the game for the next 12 games, you're going to have 12 wins. But doesn't giving up that 90-yard drive at the end kind of shake confidence a little bit?
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, you look at the drive and, you know, we're one play away. And when you look at the plays, if you ask me if we got the shot again, do we have the players to make them? I, without a doubt, say yes. So third and one, The one Reed caught on me, do I think I can make that play going forward? I think so. I think the catch that Pierre Garçon had on third and whatever it was and Walt hit him, do I think he makes that catch next time? I doubt it. You know, it was an awesome catch by him because he got hit, bobbled it, was in between somebody else and still held on to it. But I think, you know, those are plays that I'm 100% confident that we can make. And so, you know, when we get in those opportunities going forward, which I'm sure we will, you know, we'll be ready to rise up.
So you guys, where would you say you guys are mentally right now in the hole you're in and with how far you've got to go?
Well, I think, you know, it's a spot where the young guys are kind of looking to the leaders to see what the tempo is going to be, what the pace is going to be, what the mentality is going to be. I think you got a lot of leaders that are starting to put the emphasis on the small things. And so, you know, all of our games have been really, really close. It's not like we're getting blown out in these games. We've won by, you know, less than 3 points in some of these games. And so when the margin is that small, you're looking for one or two plays. And so when you're looking for those inches show up during the week. So we're looking at what are the small things that we might, you know, let go in a normal situation. All of those things are now at a premium. And we're demanding it from our coaches. We're demanding it from our players. We got a lot of young guys that are going to have to step in and play, and we're not expecting them to drop off at all. And so, you know, the attitude is really where do we pick up the slack and how do we move forward.
Malcolm, was this morning any different than a normal Tuesday coming back to work in terms of urgency and kind of expressing that to the teammates?
I mean, we started out, 0-2? And so, you know, it's not much a difference between that and where we are now at 1-3. And so, you know, it's obviously to come in and say that, you know, there is an urgency to get better, an urgency to win is pretty obvious. But at the same time, it's not time to, you know, panic and start doing things out of character and out of what we believe is going to win games for us. It's really time for us to hone in on the process, evaluate the process, and execute the process. And so that starts as individuals in your preparation. That starts as coaches with the game plan and everybody coming together and making that work.
You had a relatively healthy offseason as a team, and out here seven guys who have started a game weren't even practicing. I mean, is it just a matter of, you know, things equaling out and you just know you have to get through this?
I mean, well, today's Tuesday, so you don't expect a lot of those guys to play 2 days after a game. I mean, practice 2 days after a game. You know, we'll see how injuries either come or move forward. As the week goes on, we'll see who's up and adjust accordingly. But injuries are part of this game, and everybody goes through it at some point in the season. We went through it last year, and, you know, so it's not necessarily anything that we don't expect.
It was a good career. Second team
offer
of 2010, but have you found your career flourishing since you came here?
I think the defense is more friendly to my skill set and what you know, what they're asking me to do. In 2010, the season you referred to, I was playing a lot more nickel there. That's my second year in the league, and so I was going back and forth from the nickel and the safety, similar to why I am here, and it just puts me around the ball a lot more. And so I definitely think the production and success has risen since I've been here, and I think it's a testament to the coaching and the scheme.
Thank you.